I have some good news to tell you. Well, hopefully it's good news to you. But today I went to the doctors and they told me I was pregnant. We're going to have a baby.
What? It's not yours. Tyreek, yes it is. You're the only one I've ever laid down with. How could you say something like that? I'm keeping this baby. I'm loving it already, and you'll learn to love it too. Don't say that, Tyreek. How could you just walk out on something so precious? It is precious. You're such an asshole. You're just like your father. He left you, and now you're leaving your child. It needs you just as much as it needs me. I cannot do this alone. I need you to be here for me. Can't you see that you're everything to me, to us, to the baby? Don't you walk away from this. Don't you leave me here alone. Tyreek! Tyreek, where are you going? Tyreek. I know he had other girls and I wasn't the only one. But I was in love. I was blinded by the gifts he gave me, the love I thought we shared, and the sex. And I forced myself to believe that he could be with me and only me. I thought maybe this child could fill the void he had with me. I thought maybe if I gave him something to love and to care for, he would see that I wasn't like everyone else. Every other girl loved him because he had money and flashy cars. He was in the streets, so he was going to give them the hood love every girl craved. But I loved him for more than just the material things. I loved him because he had a sweet side where he showed affection beyond compare. Where he told me he loved me too, and now he's leaving me here without any help, any guidance, and he knows I can't take care of this baby alone. He knows I'll suffer without him. Calm down, because you don't need him. You don't need that no good ass nigga who is leaving you and your baby for dead. I will get through this by myself. I do not need that tall, dark, buff and handsome man. No, what am I doing? I have to get over him. I just have to.